Welcome to the Full Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 9:25 British Summer Time. Today is July 7th. Well, what we've seen today has been a continuation of this pullback in stock markets and commodity markets. We continue to see that these markets peaked back on the 3rd of June with a wide number of key reversals in some key markets, and that while they've ranged for the majority of the last month, we are now starting to see some additional weakness. You had the Dow Jones closing down almost 2%, the Nasdaq just over 2%, and some of the larger markets such as Germany and France in Europe closing down just over 1%. Asia was a bit of a mixed bag. You continue to see that the Nikkei is encountering resistance below 10,000. The Hang Seng is still relatively steady. And we see that, for example, markets such as Indonesia, which has been a leader, was actually quite strong today. China was down by about 1%, giving up most of the gain that it had yesterday, having hit a new high earlier on in the session. And that market is really quite overextended. It does appear that for most markets, we are seeing a pullback and that the remarkably consistent and persistent rally that began in March and began to lose consistency in May and has given way now to more of a corrective phase. And there is the world of difference between lagging markets in the OECD, such as the USA and much of Europe, and some of those leading markets, which have more than doubled in a number of cases from their lows, didn't break down in March, but held above their October lows. The majority of those leading markets bottomed back in October and have been quite remarkable in the persistence of their rallies. And there is a strong likelihood that the extent of any pullback in those markets is going to find support above their bases, and that this pullback will be a buying opportunity in those leading markets. On the other hand, the bullish case is just not confirmed for lagging markets. We continue to see that, for example, the S&P encountered resistance below the 1,000 point level. It's currently at 881 and threatening to break through the moving average, which it has held above for the last month, if only barely. That moving average has yet to turn upwards. In fact, there are a very small number of markets that where we can see quite clearly that the moving average has turned upwards, and we won't have absolute confirmation for any market that a new bull market is underway until the market has rallied above that moving average and found support above the moving average or at the moving average on a pullback, and that the moving average has actually turned upwards. Well, for leading markets, we've had the big breakout. We've had the massive reaction against the prevailing downtrend, which is a classic type 2 bottoming characteristic. And we are now at the beginning of the consolidation of that phenomenal gain. If we do see that these markets find support above their moving averages and that the moving average turns upwards, then we will have confirmation of a new bull market. That's still probably another few weeks or months away for those leading markets. For lagging markets, it's probably going to take longer. There is a strong likelihood that these base formations are going to be extended since so many of these lagging markets have encountered resistance at the upper side of the range and are now pulling backwards. A large number of them have lower highs, and that lower high now would have to be have well, they had a high back at the beginning of June, and they've had a lower high since, and that lower high would now need to be taken out to even begin to reconfirm the bullish hypothesis for those markets. The most likely scenario is that we're going to see a pullback, a correction of the phenomenal advance that we saw from early May or from early March, and there is a strong likelihood that most markets will find support above those March lows in the case of lagging markets. But we can't rule out the possibility that some of those lagging markets are going to break to fresh lows because the bullish case has not been confirmed there. But what we are looking at now is that we're in a much more risky environment. That it is, we have gone from a very consistent and persistent advance into a more choppy, ranging environment, which is going to be more difficult to make money in. There is a war going on between supply and demand, and all of the bearish arguments, which were brushed under the carpet as markets continue to advance, and some of them put in 14 consecutive weeks to the upside, are now being brought back out. So those quite valid bearish arguments are being brought back onto the table. People are starting to look around and say, well, what has really changed? Are the green shoots that so many people have talked about, is there any substance to them? Or have these markets rallied further than is actually fundamentally justifiable? And because there is that argument there, and you could probably argue quite convincingly either side, then that is a recipe for ranging, particularly for those lagging markets which failed to break to the upside and are now pulling backwards. The fact that this is the way that the market is unfolding, and we have to have the humility to deal with the reality that the market provides, then there's a strong likelihood that we could be ranging for another couple of months, and we are heading into a seasonally quieter period of time for most markets into July now, and probably into August as well. And we may not see a return of significant buying interest until the autumn, in which case we could be in for a choppy couple of months. For those leading markets, they will be very interesting to monitor for when they begin to find convincing support. A number of them led to the upside. And for example, while China has not been the best performer, it was the first market to find support, which was in September. It was the first market to break to the upside, and it's continuing to advance. While it was down somewhat today and is overextended in the short term following what has been an acceleration in the last couple of weeks, it is a leading market, and it is one that we'll be looking to find support early on any pullback that begins to occur. A number of the commodity-producing countries in Latin America fall into that same category, as do a number of the emerging economies in Asia. And those will be interesting markets, not only from an investment perspective, but if they continue to lead on the pullback that does now appear to be unfolding, then their position as lead indicators for the wider market will be further reinforced. Looking on the commodity complex, we see that oil pulled back another $1.44 in here today. It is turning into, as we close out the day, into a somewhat, although only slightly larger reaction than we saw a couple of months ago. If it were to rally from this level, then this pattern would remain relatively consistent. On the other hand, if it fails to rally in the next few days, then the consistency of the size of the reactions, the length of time that the reactions have gone on, and the shape of these reactions will have broken down, in which case there is a stronger likelihood that this could turn into a lengthier pause for the oil market. Oil probably, well, almost certainly bottomed back in December, early January, in a below the $40 level, above $30. So we're unlikely to get back to those lows. But if we don't see a significant rally starting to push through relatively quickly in the oil market, we could be messing around at this level for a couple of months because the consistency characteristics are beginning to break down. The industrial metal complex was also somewhat weaker in here today, but we're not seeing the same weakness in the industrial metals. While they are less consistent and they are certainly choppy, they have by and large sustained their moves up from their bases. And while there is certainly potential for them to pull back further, they are showing relative strength compared to the rest of the commodity complex. The grain markets were also weaker in here today. Soybeans was down 66 today. It had been up at 1200 yesterday. It's at 1133 today. Corn was also down somewhat. So we're seeing that the grains have pulled back into these ranging phases. We haven't seen any of them break down, to my knowledge, from these ranging phases. And we remain in this corrective phase for the majority of the commodity complex. That's probably why orange juice is worth watching, because it had this phenomenal upward dynamic yesterday and was able to improve on that performance today. There's obviously something happening in that market, and I'm not entirely sure what the fundamental reason behind it is, but we're certainly seeing bullish interest coming back into this market, and it would really need to take out last week's lows to offset potential for that particular market to start to or to continue to range higher. With the currency markets, we see that the dollar and the yen were relatively stronger in here today, or they're quite steady. And the pound, euro, and Swiss franc were all a little bit weaker. And we also see that the quite persistent advance that we've seen in treasuries over the last few weeks continues, with the 30-year up another 21 points today. Those had been markets which were really quite overextended to the downside, particularly those treasury markets. And as bullish interest has migrated from stocks and commodities back towards the government bond complex, we're seeing that the safe haven status of these markets is being reassessed as the bullish and bearish arguments come back into equilibrium, and or indeed that the bearish argument really gets a little bit ahead at the present time, and that the yields had pushed up to really quite competitive levels, and that people were starting to avail of those yields. And this market was overextended on the upside. It is becoming a little bit overextended on the downside. It was overextended. It's becoming a little bit overextended on the upside, and these yields continue to come lower. The first downward dynamic for prices is probably going to signal that we're going to enter a more choppy environment, and certainly this type of environment would lend itself to a trailing stop type of tactic for long investors. And I think with that, I will leave you for the evening, but I'd like to wish all the best to all of you.